This is the fourth track on the Leicester Oral History Trail. The first record of a market on this site is a charter of 1298, and for a long time this spot was known as the Saturday Market. That was many years ago, but even within living memory, Leicester's market has changed a lot. Recorded in the 1980s, Leonard Rock, Frank Rawson, Frank Smith, Joan Fenwick, Mrs. Bailey, and William Rogers, also known as Paddy Swag, talk about the market as it was in the first half of the 20th century.
It was a wonderful place. It was all open, and the stores were built on the same site, mind you, as it is now. It had no roof on or anything like that. It was all open, and the stallholders used to hire the stalls or collect them, put them up and set their goods out. But many of them were on the ground itself. They put a tarpaulin sheet or something similar down and put their goods on that. But it was one of the sights of Leicester was the market. Of course, it's important now. People come from out of town to see Leicester Market. Of course, different thing altogether. They run like shops now, you see, the stalls are. Yeah.
And always those stalls were moved for the weekends. And quite often, on Sunday morning, you'd have a band marching round playing. And, of course, May Day rallies and things like that were always held in the market. And then, at the end of that, they put all the stalls and everything all back again, and you were back to normal.
In those days, the market was paved with cobblestones, round ones. You know, big ones, ducats we used to call them. And it was very bad to walk on. And the water used to stand in pools, walking around. It was a bit of a joke. And then after the market was finished, later Saturday night, about 11 o'clock, they used to sell everything cheap. Even me, you see, fellas coming down, and families with all the kids waiting, like the vultures, to grab everything off the stall when they walk away, the stallholder, which they did. They had to walk away and leave them. Then Sunday morning, Hyde Park, amateur politicians and fellas with grievances, didn't matter what it was, so long as they're spouting, they'd get a box, bring it with them, and stand up there, laying down the law, perhaps half a dozen of them, different places. They're all in the market square, and all shouting the odds. But by God, by midnight, the police said, "Come on, out," and chuck them out.
They carried on as late as that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they didn't stop selling till about 11. They're trying to sell what they've got, you see.
Yeah.
Especially meat and things like that.
And I can remember going into the market. There used to be a stall that had hot peas and sausages, and they used to put sausage in between a piece of bread. If you stood there against the stall, the man would keep looking at you. But if he didn't say anything, he'd get a piece of bread and dip it in the sausage fat and give it you. And it was lovely. But if you said, could you have, no way, he'd say, go on, clear off, and he wouldn't give you anything. But if you just stood there, he would give it to you. And she used to send me into the market. I'd see Mr. Vickers, put your head underneath the back of the flap of his stall, and say, "My mum says, can she have a shilling piece of brisket and sixpenny of the pie pieces," which was stewing meat like. And I used to get a lovely big piece of brisket. And of course, my mother never knew, but I used to go up there scrumping, you know, under the stalls with somebody who was worse off than what we were, really. And I used to go underneath the stalls and used to get apples, and they all got what they call specks. I used to call them specks. I used to cut them off, and I wouldn't have dared to take them home because my mother would have, you know, really gone mad if she'd seen them.
In the market too, they used to have stalls with animals for sale, like the door abroad. See, hens in cages and that sort of thing. And dogs in cages. She used to sell everything like that in the open market. Of course, that had been stopped for years. But I remember you used to go, and pigeons, birds, especially the talking birds. I remember we used to mate for this stall where these talking birds were, because they used to say hello, hello, and on we thought, oh, marvellous. So, I mean, it's so simple to now that you're almost afraid of telling anybody, they think it's not true. But that was how it was then.
Don't forget, in the 1920s to the 30s, when unemployment was really ripe and you lived by what you had to get. If you hadn't got anything, you were skinned. So you had to have a go. And this is where the people that have got that bit of personality, that little bit of entertainment, could think up some idea to take on the market. And there's going to be many of your listeners who remember these people. A pitcher. Now, they're the only people I know in the market. Everybody with a pitcher. And a pitcher, to a pitcher, is known as a grafter because he went out and had a go. There's a big difference between a grafter and a stall holder. The difference is a stall holder sells you what you want, but a good grafter, he sells you what you don't want till you get home and find out what you've got.
Leave the market through Cheapside or one of the alleyways, or jitties as they're known in Leicester, onto Gallatree Gate. Go to the clock tower for the next track on the trail.